Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Steve Bloomfield. In this episode, Monocle's Istanbul Bureau Chief Christopher Lord asks, is Turkey's future inside NATO?
For lunch in Istanbul, it's good practice to head for the bustle. Those reliably, reassuringly busy canteens. This restaurant, NATO Lokanta, has been dishing up luncheons since 1952 and was named in honour of Turkey's entry into the most powerful military alliance in the world.
You have done us a signal honour, Monsieur le Président, in coming here today. Your inspiring speech will be a great encouragement to all of us as we set out on this next stage of our common effort.
Joining NATO was a powerful existential moment for Turkey. The Republic was less than 30 years old in 1952, and it was on the doorstep of Soviet expansionism. Being a signatory to the alliance was a clear sign on which side of history the Turks were casting their lot. Speed ahead 60 years, and this relationship seems to be on the coals. 2 days after the failed military coup in Turkey in July, Secretary-General of NATO Jens Stoltenberg called Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to offer his support, his condolences and a caveat on behalf of NATO. The sentiment is echoed here by US Secretary of State John Kerry.
My hope is that Turkey is going to move in ways that do respect what they have said to me many times is the bedrock of their country.
Turkey has taken little heed of these calls for restraint. Tens of thousands of civil servants, judges, military personnel, journalists, and otherwise have either lost their jobs, been imprisoned, or indefinitely detained in the aftermath of the coup. In what the government claims is a purge of those affiliated with the religious leader Fethullah Gulen, exiled in the United States. Cutting Turkey loose from the alliance has been floated by observers. But just how valued is Turkey in NATO? Well, first, if we take the Donald Trump approach and see who is contributing most to the alliance, Turkey is its second biggest military, with one of NATO's five command centres in Izmir. It's also on the doorstep of Syria, and the Incirlik military base in Turkey's southeast is a critical outpost for NATO and US forces in the fight against ISIS. And then, of course, there's always this.
It was all smiles in St. Petersburg as Turkey and Russia hit the reset button on their strained relationship. Vladimir Putin greeting Turkish President Erdogan, who was full of praise for his Russian host.
Beyond the handshaking and furtive glances, a potential pivot to Russia by Turkey is unlikely. But NATO knows that keeping its eastern flank on side is vital, if only to show that its foundations remain intact. But what do the Turks themselves think? A gathering of citizens, however small in numbers, telling the US to go to hell, so close to a vital NATO military installation, well, it's all a bit hard to stomach for an alliance partner. There's long been mistrust in Turkey about exactly what NATO is standing for, what conflicts it might drag Turkey into. Conspiracy theories around the recent coup have pinned blame on US involvement, and NATO, by extension, will bear some of the brunt. But the question remains, is Turkey's future in NATO? Well, right now there's no clear answer. Turkey went through several devastating coups in the 20th century and took a defiant stance to NATO before, but was never booted out. As for its continuing authoritarian slide, let's not forget that Portugal was under the Salazar dictatorship when it was welcomed in. This alliance, after all, is about security. And what are the alternatives? Russians and Turks have a long history of conflict, not to mention Putin's continued support for Assad in Syria. These fundamental differences are more likely to keep relations cordial rather than threaten the alliance. Turkey's recent incursion into Syria, ostensibly about fighting ISIS, was initially welcomed by NATO's Stoltenberg as a sign that the Turkish government was willing to commit boots on the ground to the US-led coalition. If Mosul, ISIS's largest Iraqi city, is recaptured in the forthcoming coalition offensive, then ISIS forces could potentially scatter. Keeping NATO's frontier partner secure and on side will be essential.
That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. My thanks to Christopher Lord for this week's episode. Tune in this Saturday for the full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.